Well, hello, my friends. This is Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And we have a third time returning guest who has grown his blog in 2022 to generating over $10,000 in revenue. And I am really excited to catch up with Josie, my friend. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Are you still calling in? Are you in Europe currently? Where exactly are you?
Yeah, I'm in Finland. Yeah.
You're in Finland.
That's where I have lived all my life.
Yeah. And this is your third time on the show. So welcome back. And thanks for taking, you know, the time to come back and share so much value with us, brother.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So talk to us a little bit about what's been happening since the last time that we talked. I remember that you were doing blogging back then as well, and that's something that I'm excited to talk to you about because we don't talk about it a lot on this show. It's a little bit of an older, it's been around longer, so it's not the hot new thing anymore, right? It's something that a lot of people may overlook. So give us a little bit of background into your story and how you originally got started online before we get into what's happened recently, just so people can kind of have a little bit of an idea of how you even got started in this world.
Yeah, it was back in 2017 when I started my first online venture, and that was Amazon FBA. And I did that maybe 1 year, but that turned out not so good because it was too much hassle for me, and I didn't like the business model, and because there was all those Amazon policies and patent issues and trademarks and stuff like that, and so I decided to quit that, and then I created my website 2018, yeah, and first I used my website to advertise my consulting business. I did consulting in Finland maybe around 2 years, but it was quite difficult to acquire new clients, and I sporadically write during that time to my blog in Finnish, but then I realized that Finnish is too small market to do blogging, and I decided to start writing in English maybe 2 years ago. And first I wrote myself to my blog, but after maybe half a year, I hired a writer, and now I have a writer who writes my blog. So I am been growing my blogs maybe 1.5 years now, so I'm now posting very regularly to my blog, maybe 2 times a week.
Wow, only 2 times a week.
Yeah, only 2 times a week. I know this AI. There are a lot of talk about AI and how you should post maybe 100 times perhaps in a month, but that has been sufficient for me, and I'm doing pretty good with my blog during this last month or last year.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah.
Now tell me why you originally chose blogging. I would think it's because you don't love being on video. Is that
right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Even this right here is probably not your favorite thing to do, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely out of my comfort zone now. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you, brother, for being willing. I mean, knowing that about you, thank you so much, even more so for coming on 3 times, because, video is not your favorite thing to do. So income disclaimer, we're going to talk about a little money here and his results. And these are not typical results. This is not, what you should have an expectation for unless you're willing to do the work that Josie has done. Talk to us a little bit about this 10,000 per month accomplishment in 2022 and what led up? I mean, how can you tell us kind of the progression of both when you started and also kind of the income that the blog was generating? And is there a particular reason in 2022 why things started to pick up income wise?
Yeah, it comes down to two things: more content and more links. So I've been posting more content on my blog and joining as many affiliate programs as possible. So I maybe in part of maybe 50 affiliate programs right now.
Wow.
They are not equally as good. Some of them sucks and some of them are good. I think Legendary is one of the best affiliate programs.
More content, more links,
that is what I'm going to do this year also. And also I'm want to, you know, grow my email list because I'm half neglecting that a little bit and want to, you know, focus on that as well. Mm-hmm. So to grow my email list and start posting more emails to my list.
Well, I was going through some of your blogs here and I was noticing that, you know, it's a wide variety of topics. And so the kind of theme of your blog is basically you want to start a profitable online business. I mean, that headline actually looks very familiar. Then you offer a free email course here, 7 steps to start your own profitable online business. And there's a variety of different tools that you recommend down here. And there's a variety of different topics that you're blogging on. How are you choosing the topics and how kind of different to make them? Give us an idea of how you're approaching, you know, if you're having ghostwriters create content for you, which, I mean, if it's going to be as good or better than your own writing, why not, right? But how do you direct them about what topics to write about?
I try to, you know, look at my competitors, what they are doing and get the ideas from there. Maybe that is one of the main things I would say.
How do you do that? Do you use a particular Google tool to look at what keywords do you
just... I'm using Ahrefs, yeah. But I manually look at, of course, I know a lot of about my competitors, who they are, and I'm looking at their sites and what they're doing and so on.
So this is the tool that you're using to do kind of back, like, research, marketplace
Ahrefs, research. That is a very good tool.
Yeah, so, there's another cool, if you got SEM Rush is another tool.
Yeah, I know that, but I haven't used that. They're basically doing the same kind of things, but
exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to how you're kind of directing your writers what topics to write on. And so you're doing a bit of research.
Yeah. But one thing I'd like to mention that maybe this I've written about a cold IRA. But that was an opportunity that Augusta Precious Metals, they contacted me. And they just tested to this collaboration. So I wouldn't have written otherwise if they haven't, you know, contacted me. But that is maybe only thing I'm writing about finance.
I got you. Everything else is online marketing stuff. You say this is a company that reached out to you and said, hey, we see that you have a blog that's getting traffic and we want to pay you to write an article about us, or just write an article and here's an affiliate link.
Yeah. They told about me about this opportunity. And then I thought it was a good opportunity. And then I started to write, you know, blogs around this topic.
Okay. And that was ultimately leading back to this company because they have an offer or something. Is the company is trustworthy? I assume this is the one that Augusta Precious Metals, they're the ones that reached out to you.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what is their particular offer? What do they sell, and how does an affiliate earn commissions on it at Augusta Precious Metals?
Their product is, you know, those people who are who are seeking to plan their retirement. They have this 401k pension something system in USA, so they can, if they can protect against inflation, the switching from 401k to the gold.
I got you. And I'm just going down here to their actual site, seeing if they have a link for affiliates.
And they have very, very good commissions.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. This is an interesting, this is just another interesting market that has some spillover from the make money online niche, right? I mean, because this is ultimately under the the wealth niche, right? And so, you know, it's yeah, there's a lot of marketers out there that focus exclusively on financial products, financial service products, yeah, kind of more stock and investment stuff. But there is some overlap in some of
and what I'm seeing, many make money online niche bloggers, they have started to write about this thing as well.
Yeah, just different financial services and different investment kind of courses. I mean, there's a whole world that a lot of us, just, you know, because we're new in the industry, in the business, aren't aware of. But there is a whole niche of financial services, and in particular investment courses and investment education. Mm-hmm. What you're promoting right there, that particular affiliate program or company, is a financial services company. But there's a lot of companies that they may have some physical products too with their precious metals, but it sounds like they're a services company. There's a lot of companies that are just like Legendary Marketer out there, in the sense that they specifically teach investment information, how to invest your money, stock alerts, you know, different investment strategies. And that all of this is under the wealth niche. And I often talk about how there's different subcategories under the wealth niche. These are some examples of those subcategories. And if somebody's interested in making money online, they may also be interested in some sort of an investment course or thing. So kind of keep that in mind, that they call that cross-selling. It might not be upselling or downselling in the same vertical with the same kind of type of products or even the same company, but it's cross-selling, because now all of a sudden you're just connecting them with something that's somewhat related. But please continue. How do you normally come up with these ideas? You do some research both on the internet, also in Ahrefs, which is the software that you're using for SEO research and so forth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you tell your writer, hey, write me a 1200 word article on this. What other instruction do you give them?
Yeah, I'm using, as you said, Ahrefs, and I have a content calendar. I have done a research beforehand, and I have a list of the future articles I want him to write. Mm. So then I use Surfer's SEO tool as well, and that is the tool that actually my writer uses when he writes the articles.
What is the tool called?
Surfer.
Surfer?
Yeah, Surfer. It's a Polish program, and it's very, very popular among the bloggers.
Okay. So, I put in Polish. You said Polish. Maybe I should just put in Surfer by itself.
Surfer,
I see.
If you Google Surfer SEO, you probably will find it.
Okay. So yeah, this is something that you're using, that your writer actually uses in order
I create a content editor for him, and there is there are all the keywords that he must use in order to complete the article as SEO-friendly as possible.
Okay, so understood.
It's a very nice tool.
So this tool makes sure, well, you as the person who wants the article wrote, you can plug in the keywords and give specific instructions to your writer. But then whether you are the writer or you have a hired writer can come in, and as they're writing their blog post, this will score the blog post to let the writer know if it's got the keywords that it needs, if it's properly structured.
Exactly. Okay.
Understood. Very good tip, Josie. Very good tip. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So what's next? What happens next? The writer writes it inside of this particular software program, and then you come in and you communicate with him inside of the Surfer software program and go back and forth a little bit?
No, we just send some emails to complete that process, and then when the article is ready, I will, you know, double check it. I copy and paste it to Grammarly.
Grammarly, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, to see the English is you know on the point and
right. The same thing I would do if I was writing in what's your native language again?
Finnish.
Okay.
But same thing. Grammar is great tool. You know, it's
yeah.
I have used it. I'm using it even when I wrote my emails.
I have it plugged. I have it plugged into. It's also a Chrome extension. So obviously, you can see that I don't use it here from pasting articles in, although I maybe should. I have it hooked up as an extension. So, okay, once the writer writes it, you put it through Grammarly just to make sure that it is that it's all good to go as far as English. And then once it's good to go, I assume that it's pretty ready to be posted on the blog. Or what is the next step?
Yeah, I will. Once I have a check it and maybe change something that I don't like so much,
right.
and then I just publish that article on my website, but I'm using WordPress, of course, as a publishing platform. So it's there are some steps to take, you know, to publish. Every post in
yeah WordPress. For sure
yeah
well, I would like to I have a just in case anybody I mean just as a little bit of a bonus here I wonder if I could find a quick little course that I could give out about how to set up a WordPress blog. Would anybody like that? Would anybody on the call like to have a let's see here, a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 quick 6 module course on setting up a blog, just so you could be actually implementing this and it's not, there's no opt-in. Anybody in the comments interested in that? Yeah, just for free, no opt-in, nothing to buy, just hook you up here so you could maybe implement some of the things that we're talking about. All right, cool. Well, it sounds like there's some interest in that. Let me just share that with people so they could at least have a way to set this up. Now, this was created by another wonderful student and happens to be a supporter of ours and an affiliate. His name's Alex Ford. He was at one of our recent masterminds. This is also a course that we have offered and I believe is currently in our back office and is included in another product, but it's also outlined right here in this Google Doc. And you can just click these links and just head over and just very easily watch the videos without any opt-in. And it'll take you through setting up your WordPress blog, customizing your WordPress blog, designing your WordPress blog, creating posts, and then just final steps. So Josie, as you're talking, we can at least give some folks, you know, an ability to be able to set one of these bad boys up if they want to. Okay.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, well, wonderful. So let me go ahead and post that easy blog walkthrough. Okay, I'll post that right there in the It's going to be a Google Doc link, so it's going to be a messy link, but it's going into the comments right now. We may even be able to pin that comment. No, I can't pin it. But anyways, it's in the comments now, and you guys go crazy with that. And Josie, now you're prepared to publish, post. Obviously, your blog is there. We've given that to people to be able to set up if they want to. What's the next step? You're kind of taking this blog post that you've run through. At this point, the last place you've put it is through Grammarly to make sure that all the grammar and everything is the punctuation or whatever, the spelling is correct. Now, are you pretty much just copy and pasting that bad boy with a few tweaks to make it look right and then maybe adding an image or two into the post? Is that kind of the next step?
Yeah. I add the images and of course I add the links. Yeah, external links, and my writer usually adds the external links which are not affiliate links.
Mm-hmm.
Some links to some reputable sites. So, but mm-hmm. I will add those affiliate links and I also add some more internal links.
Okay.
And then I just publish it.
Well, let me show you real quick before we go too far, then we'll come back. This is a blog that is probably a few steps ahead of where you're at, but it's an absolutely wonderful kind of blog to look at to see how far you can take this. This is a blog called The Penny Hoarder, and they're actually a blog that last time I knew or heard about them, they were actually located somewhere here in Florida. I think maybe even I think I'm one friend away from the owner. Maybe I'll meet him one day and we'll connect, but I'd have to come out of my introvert hole to do that. And this guy started this blog. Can't remember what his name is, but he started this blog, regular guy. And now it's grown into this blog that generates over $20 million a year in strictly affiliate commissions. Strictly affiliate commissions. And you can see that there's an overall theme to this blog. What is it? Saving money, right? Pinching pennies, penny hoarder. And
yeah, penny hoarder. Yeah.
There's all of these different topics up here: make money, save money, budget, debt, retirement, credit cards, bank accounts, investing, home buying, taxes, insurance. And clearly there's even an academy and a community up here, which I don't know even what those are, but I'm sure there are ways in which they're monetizing and in offering things for sale. And these blogs are very well laid out. Not only do they have great affiliate disclosures, if you go through all of them, there's so much you can learn on this blog about how to not only in a really savvy way plug in your, and they've got make money online posts too, but in a really savvy way plug in your affiliate links in a way that's very conversational and doesn't make it seem like you're being salesy, they're really delivering a lot of value. And it's topics, as you can see, very similar to a lot of the topics that our students talk about in various niches that they choose under the wealth niche, how to make money with a side hustle, the Penny Hoarder Ultimate Guide.
Yeah. I mean, okay. But I'm not familiar with that. I haven't heard that blog before, so thanks for the tip.
absolutely. And there's a few blogs out there that are like this, but I like this blog, and I often go to this blog as an example because it's about as good as you can do it. This is about as good as you can do it. And the reason why they do it so good here is because they have a large team. And what does that mean? Can you not do it if you don't have a large team? Absolutely not. You can do it on a smaller scale. And the way that Josie, what you're talking about with having writers write for you, this Penny Hoarder has dozens of writers who are writing every day. And that was one of the reasons why I kind of, when you said two a week, easily you could scale that, Josie, just to two a day. Now, you would have to have the income coming in to be able to justify those articles. But clearly that income is coming in if you got the blog to 10,000 a month. So for those of you who want a blog, this is a great blog when you're doing your research, not only to go and read to see how they write, because they write in a really educational way, but also to see how they seed in their affiliate links in a way that's very conversational. That now sometimes they give very clear calls to action, but most of the time there's just affiliate links that are littered all throughout each post. And I can just imagine that the average reader of one of these articles might click on a few of the links, probably not all of them, but one or two of them. And what does that do? That generates, of course, affiliate commissions for the penny hoarder. So, all right.
What do you think, Dave? It's, in your opinion, do you think it's just better to add normal links to a blog post, or what's your take on pop-ups? You know, those when you try to exit on the page, then you see a pop-up on the screen. What do you think about those?
Well, it's not what I think. It's what Google thinks, right? It's what the search engines think about it. I think the search engines like Google will could oftentimes look at that as kind of spammy. I don't see it being done on Penny Hoarder right here. I've clicked on several of their links, and you know, I just left the site, and there was no pop-up there. So, yeah, I mean, I think you test it, you know, I think you test it. And, I think most of the time people get annoyed with pop-ups in 2022 and 2023. Whereas back when I was blogging personally in talking about blogging and teaching blogging, even personally, because it was one of the main ways, pop-ups were very new. And they worked really well, and people didn't have as much of a negative kind of opinion about them. Whereas nowadays, pop-ups, whether it be an opt-in form or whatever, kind of look like spammy ads. So personally, I would try to run my blog without it, but I would also test running a pop-up if it, you know, that pops up maybe a couple of, you know, different intervals, maybe 5 seconds, 15 seconds after somebody lands on the site, and just see. You also got to pay attention to your bounce rates, right? As you're putting up that pop-up, are more people bounce rate is how quick do people, or what's the percentage of people? I don't know if they do time or the percentage, but your bounce rate is how many people are coming to your site and then leaving, basically. Yeah. Because yeah, they either made a mistake, they didn't, it's kind of like you click on a link and then you hit back. Right. That's kind of a bounce rate. So if people, like if I'm generating, you know, 5% more opt-ins, but my bounce rate increased 20%, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, that's correct. That's true. I usually don't use pop-up, only those exit pop-ups. I'm not using on mobile.
Okay. Pop-ups. Yeah. Okay. I mean, if I try to leave your site right now, I didn't see a pop-up.
No, it's not on my main page.
I got you. Okay. Got it. It's on a blog if you try to leave a blog.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
Only certain blogs, not all of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, how many opt-ins are you get? Like obviously the other big goal of a blog is to generate email leads. I mean, it's the same reason why we run TikTok channels. It's all the same stuff. You know, it's all the same stuff. The only reason why a blog works by just having somebody click on a link is because, and then sending them to maybe an opt-in page somewhere else, is because they're kind of coming to this blog to read. And if you just start asking for the email address right away, that's where you might get those bounces pretty quick. So I think personally with blogs, what my philosophy has always been is exactly what you're doing, which is go for those 1500 to 2000 word posts. Those really, because that's what Google likes. That's what the search engines like. They like those content rich, original content. and they want somebody, the way that Google will rank your blog post higher and higher is if somebody comes to your blog post and stays on the blog post for a long time, because that clearly means that they're reading it and they're getting value, versus if they come to your blog post and then they immediately leave and bounce off, that tells Google that people are not finding what they want when they search for that particular keyword. So they're going to push you further down in the organic reach, in the organic reach. So I think in 2023, and it's been this way actually since about, I had a writer that wrote me up in Forbes and we became friends, and he has a really awesome blog called Wonderlust Worker. And he, I don't know if he's still blogging on the site or not, but his name's Robert. He goes by RL Adams, and he's got a pen name. And like, that was what I learned from him. You know, he wrote me up on Forbes and wrote this really long, like 2000 word article. Then when we became friends, I was like, what's the secret? And he was like, just like 2000 word articles, man, just dense, like really valuable. There's no shortcuts, no bullshit, just really valuable articles that people stay on and actually read. And that is what tells Google that the article is exactly what they're looking for that search keyword or term. And so it keeps pushing it up because people are showing Google that they like it by staying on it. That's what I learned from him.
Yeah.
You know, is that in line with your thinking and what you've discovered as well in your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Because Google noticed if somebody comes to your site or your blog post and they immediately leave back to Google and start looking for another website or another article, that is the sign to Google that this article wasn't good, and then right. Google lowered the rankings.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sharing my screen here. I'm looking at, I got you. I was looking at your blog, but your blog has dense, your blog has.
Yeah. There is some of my articles are 4,000, 5,000 words even.
Yeah. And that's going to cost you more if you're, and I like this. I mean, you got buttons in here, get started with hosts. You know what I mean? These are all great examples of ways to review something and generate an affiliate commission from it, you know, this is the thing that I think blogging is such a great marketing educator for all of us, because with a blog, which is how all marketers for the most part originally marketed on the internet, you either ran ads on Google when it first started or you wrote articles. And I remember even some of the article spinners and some of the different things that were different software. They're kind of like AI now, you know, they would spit out like a different version, but the problem with them was that Google got smart enough to recognize that it was just mixed words, and then they would start penalizing your blog for using these different tools. They wanted original content. What blogging teaches us marketers is that the best way to get somebody to buy something is to educate them. Because once they read and they understand, it's kind of like Simon Sinek, or the gentleman who wrote the book, It Starts With Why. That's the whole concept. You have to start with why. Why does it make sense for somebody to click your link? Why would they need that product? If you don't help them to understand why, then they're never going to actually follow through and buy. And what a blog does is it gives you a chance to make your case. Whereas, you know, you have to actually work a little harder on a short form video to prove that, you know what I mean? A blog really gives you a chance to educate somebody and for them to really get a lot of value from you right up front. But it's harder work because you actually have to either write the blog or have somebody write it. So, but if you're like you, Josie, and you just hate being on video, then you've done what you've had to do. And it's obviously paid off because you've been consistent with it. Yeah. What other, besides consistency, would you say you would really contribute your success over the last year and a half to?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, because consistency is really the key. You have to publish your content regular basis, and you have to do all these things, link building and stuff in order to stay in the competition. So I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, man. Gosh, every time I talk to you, I'm like, man, this is so cool because it's a different topic. And in 35 minutes, 36 minutes, we just gave, you know, such a wonderful overview and mini masterclass on how somebody can get started with one of the oldest strategies on the internet, which is good old article writing. And I tell you what, it's often slept on and overlooked because it's harder work, right? So not as many people are interested in it. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, where do we go when we want to buy something, when we want to research something with an intention of buying? A lot of times we go right to Google and we start reading blogs and reviews.
Yeah. And maybe I'm not the only person who don't like making videos.
I don't think you are, brother. I think there's a whole army of people that are in that same boat. So you've given them something to consider this morning, and I really, really, really appreciate you, man. And thanks for coming back on the show again. And what would you tell anybody who is, you know, feeling like they maybe haven't found their, you know, they haven't found their lane yet, and they're feeling maybe a little bit frustrated, like they might want to give up on their business? What would your advice be to that person?
Well, I think if you give up, you just, you know, you destroy your business. My mentality has always been that I'm not going to give up at any time. I'm going to push as much as takes, you know, to be successful, and that's what I have done. So my advice is that you must start, stop consuming content, start creating content. And never give up, you know, and take massive action. That is the key to success.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let me ask one quick question, because I saw a comment. Are there any specific plugins that you're using that you would really recommend? Or is there a specific plugin that you're using to create the buttons on your web page and to create the sublinks, like link.josieyourname.com/offer? Is there a specific plugin you're using to create any of those buttons, graphics, or links behind the scenes that you're using in the buttons?
I'm using Thrive Themes. So Thrive Architect, that is the software that I have built with my entire site. So with links, there is another software. It's called Switchy.
And it's called what?
Switchy.
Switch it.
Switchy.
Switchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can.
Is that a plugin? What does Switchy do?
No, it's a website, actually. It's a SEAS software.
Okay. I can't find it. How do you spell it?
Wait, I will.
Switchy?
Wait.
I'm getting something totally different from that Google search. I got to show this to everybody on the show.
I will write here in the show.
You guys got to see this. What's that? Hold on. This is what I found when I typed in Switchy in Google.
I'm just look at even... your private chat.
Okay. Oh, this bit. This
SWIT.
Okay, cool.
CHY.
Got it. And I'm going to bring it up on the screen. Thanks for that. What does this do?
So with this tool, I'm making those affiliate links. I'm cloaking my affiliate links.
You're cloaking your affiliate links. Got it. Yeah. And can you explain what cloaking means?
So you basically, if you're familiar with bit.ly, this does the same thing. This, you know, shorten the affiliate links. So okay. it doesn't look, because they are sometimes very long, and maybe you don't want to even click that kind of link. But when you hover your mouse over that link, and it's like very long and you know, some strange markings, and you don't even want to click that kind of link.
Right.
Therefore, it's a good idea to cloak the links.
Absolutely. And that is what Bitly does. Bitly is a link shortener, or that's what they call themselves, a link shortener. And you basically can come and, you know, oh, no, they want you to create an account here. I think I got an account. But anyways, it's the same concept. Bitly is it's very. Do you like Switchy better than Bitly? And what's the reason?
Yeah, because you can pixel your affiliate links with this tool, the Switchy tool. So you can use that in when you do paid ads, you can see if it's somebody has, you know, clicked that link, then you can target your ads. And
so it works as a tracker as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. That's wonderful. That's great. Okay. So that should answer that question for the person who asked that. The architecture that he's built his blog on is Thrive Themes. And then he uses Switchy to cloak and track his links. And those are wonderful tools. Now, I want to just ask about the Thrive Themes. My experience has always been the theme for your blog is not really that important. You just choose one and go with it, and it's more about the content. It's kind of like the funnel builder that you choose to use is less important than the actual content on the pages. What's your opinion on blog themes and architecture? Is it pretty much they're all the same, or is there a specific reason why you chose to go with Thrive with your blog?
They have a lot of different tools. They have this suite of tools. One is Thrive Architect, and Thrive Architect, that is a tool that you use to build your pages, and then they have Thrive Leads, so you can build opt-in forms and get leads into your system. So and then they have many other tools as well, which, you know, complements all this website.
Yeah.
So I recommend it. It's I think one of the best tools to build your website, as far as I'm concerned.
And it's got other features that allow you to build opt-in pages and stuff as well. Yeah, what is that? Yeah. What is that running now? How much does that cost? Do they do a one-time license fee, or do they?
They have yearly license, annual basis license, and I think that is around $200.
Do you got an affiliate link for that? Maybe we drop it in the comments if people want to pick it up.
I can do that if you want.
Well, I just can't, man, it's like the rabbit hole is so deep. It's just a wonderful thing. Where something that is so often not talked about is now, you know, front and center. And it's, you know, when you start to dig in, it gets really exciting, you know. Julie says blogging seems challenging. Guess what, Julie? All things are challenging. You know, it's kind of like pick your challenge, pick your hard. For a lot of people, everything seems challenging. You know, oh, I don't want to get on video, but I also don't want to blog. Well, okay. What do you want to do then? You know, so it's like everything is challenging, and everything is new, and it's particularly challenging when it's new, right? And so it's just about kind of saying, okay, if I have if I want to change something in my life, how committed am I to changing it? And if I'm super committed to changing it, then I'm going to do whatever it takes to learn the skills, to develop, you know, get the knowledge and learn the skills that I need in order to do that. And here's the beautiful thing is that I don't know how many, I can't say millions or hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands or thousands, because I don't know the exact amount, but I'll tell you what, a whole lot of people are currently making a whole lot of money from blogging right now. And most of them are doing it quietly. You don't see their voices and hear them out on TikTok and social media. They're more kind of just collecting commissions and earnings in a way that's completely silent, right? There's no big boisterous voices, you know, it's all through the written word. And what's amazing to me, Josie, is the fact that, you know, so many people still want to read. So many people still want to read an article and get their information that way versus going and watching a video. So don't sleep on this. If this has appeal to you, then consider starting a blog, folks. Final thoughts to you, my friend. What would you like to leave us with? Anything else that that would be valuable to the audience and the community this morning about what we've talked about? Anything you think we missed?
Yeah, if you're not fancy with videos, maybe you start try blogging. That's what I did, and I couldn't be happier with my decision.
Yeah. Well, congrats to be able to make it up to, you know, in 2022, you got this blog up to 10K a month, you said, and then hopefully
better than my 9-to-5 job. Yeah,
you were able to quit your 9-to-5 job, or you're going to do that soon.
Now I'm making better income than I made in my 9-to-5 job.
Hallelujah! You know, that must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Happy for you, brother.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, gosh, thank you so much. Like, everybody's like, great stuff. Thank you. Hey, Josie, maybe we could do a number 4 here soon.
Okay.
We'll wait 6 months, because we got to leave people to really, but this is just, you know, you're one of the only people that we've gone into blogging. And so I just so appreciate it. And just thanks so much for coming on 3 times now, man, over the last couple of years. And I hope to talk to you again real soon, and keep us posted and let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Okay.
Okay. Great.
All right, Josie. We'll talk to you later, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
See ya. All right, my friends, you can follow. He's got the link, or I've got the his website right there down on the screen. I'm going to spell it out for you in case you're listening. It's JUSSIHYVARINEN.com. Okay, that's Josie's main website, his main blog. You can check that out. And you can explore. I want to go ahead and post that link for the blog setup one more time down there in the comments, in case you guys weren't able to grab that. This is what it looks like. It's just a Google Doc. It's just a Google Doc link there, and that will take you to that course. And you can set up your blog if you would like to. And thank you, Josie, for an absolutely amazing episode once again. Some important and exciting things are happening here at Legendary, and I can't wait to share them with you here real soon. Our goal here in 2023 is not to get fancy. It's not to be a billion-dollar company and grow to the moon and to the moon. Oh, let's go crazy. No, it's just to make our existing stuff better. That's it. My goal is to take the blueprints program and just make it better. We're not going to recharge you for it. We're not going to do a version 2.0 launch to where everybody has to buy the same thing over and over again. One of my favorite things to do is take our existing clients who have already bought something and just give them a complete upgrade for free. And so those are some of the things that I have planned for the next month here in the beginning of the year. Our team has made some changes to be able to serve you, to serve all of our new customers that are coming in, because we've had a huge influx here in the beginning of the year. So we've done some reorganizing, and we've grown our team and improved some of our processes so we can be able to handle all of the amazing new students that are coming in to our community right now. And so those of you who are supporting us, those of our affiliate partners, everybody, thank you so much, because we're growing. Here we grow again. And guess what? Behind the scenes, we're doing everything that we need to do, not everything that we can. We're doing everything that we need to do, that needs to be done, in order to both support our students in a better way without more charging our clients more money. It's not about how can we charge people. It's about how can we deliver more value? How can we make that our existing programs better? I've said this for a long time. I believe that the way to win in business nowadays is not to be looking for a new shiny thing to sell or new shiny thing. For me, anyways, this is my philosophy. It's let me take what I already have and make it better. Way too many companies and gurus are not doing that. And that's why you see them have a little run and then they kind of flounder out. So our goal here, and we've done this over the last few years, is to take our existing programs and just upgrade them, just make them better at no additional cost. If you already own that product, you just get the free upgrade. And so that's one of the things that we're working on, and you're going to see some of that. Even in 2022, we did so much to try to make it better, from wiping out certain fees to adding training in certain, to upgrading training, and you're just going to see that continue to happen here in 2023. So it's going to be a fun year, an exciting year, and make sure that you're plugged in. And I'll see those of you who are new Blueprint students tomorrow on the Decade in a Day. See you there. Get out of here.